Sometimes we meditate on all living beings. Our objective is to be able to focus on all living beings without exception, and to have pure love and pure compassion for all living beings without exception. And despite what we maybe have been led to believe, life on earth, as we call it, is not the be-all and end-all of living beings. In fact, Buddha taught, there is not a single corner of space, if space can have corners, in which there is not a living being. Many, many different types of living being. We think living beings need to look something like humans, but or animals, but in fact, even now here, this temple is filled with living beings of other realms and so forth. So countless, literally countless living beings. And we wish for all of them to be free from suffering when we're training in compassion. But if we're not careful, when we do this, like, let's say, mega visualizations, our feeling of compassion is, it's kind of a little bit abstract, isn't it? Because it's not referring to any particular person. And we've got this notion in our mind of all living beings, but it's a very vague thought. And although it may be sincere, and although we may be holding the wish, no one is excluded from this thought, even though I may not be aware of them. No living being anywhere is excluded from my wish. Still, our feeling of love for all living beings, cherishing love in this case, our feeling of compassion for all living beings can be, it's like a little bit abstract, a little bit vague. And so when we rise from the meditation, there's not much there that's affecting our daily life. It's not finding its way into our daily life. It's not permeating through to our thoughts and our feelings during the day. Tokeshwar addresses this in How to Transform Your Life. He addresses this issue and gives some absolutely fantastic advice on how to take our experience of meditation and make it practical in our daily life. He says, it's important to begin with our immediate circle. So this is a phrase we use. Immediate circle means the people with whom we normally associate. Maybe, I guess that says especially our parents, family, friends, our colleagues at work, our neighbours, people at the school, and so on. Okay, immediate circle means the people we meet regularly. It's important to begin with our immediate circle because if we try to love all living beings in a general way while neglecting to cherish the specific individuals with whom we associate, our cherishing will be, and Geshe uses two interesting words here, he says, our cherishing will be abstract and inauthentic. And maybe we've felt that sometimes, that there's a big gap between the feelings I get in meditation and the reality of how I perceive and relate to people in my daily life. That my cherishing, I definitely get these special feelings in meditation, but then when I write, the feeling is not there. My way of perceiving others and relating to others kind of is still quite ordinary. Geshe says we may develop some good feelings in meditation, but these will quickly disappear once we rise from meditation, and our mind will remain basically unchanged. Sad, isn't it? I mean, finally, after all these countless lifetimes, we've found a human rebirth in which we've met Buddha Dharma and we have the opportunity to listen to read, and to meditate on Buddha Dharma. But it's like water in a desert. As soon as you drop it, it evaporates. even we have beautiful feelings, if we get that far and we have some special feeling in meditation, it seems to evaporate. Sometimes it evaporates before we stand up, doesn't it? Mind becomes very ordinary again. So, how can we get our meditation to change our mind? There are many answers to that question, but here, in this context, Geshe-la gives a very specific answer, which I think is wonderful practical advice. He says, however, if at the end of each meditation session, we make a special determination to cherish those with whom we're going to spend our time, and then put this determination to practice, our cherishing will be grounded and sincere. Okay, so Geshe-la says, if we don't do this, our meditation will be abstract and inauthentic, our cherishing, feeling of cherishing others, for example. But if we do this, if we make a decision before we rise from the meditation to apply it specifically to everybody I'm going to meet during today, then it becomes grounded and authentic. And then it starts to work. It kicks in, it bites. And it starts to change our life quite radically. So it's very easy to rise from it. Even we have beautiful experience from meditation. It's very easy to rise from meditation without taking the trouble to just recalibrate the mind and now come into focus your immediate circle. Do you understand? So you make a determination, you meditate on cherishing love or compassion or what have you, and then just as you're finishing the meditation, okay, this feeling I now have, for example, this feeling, which we will have it again, because I want to repeat the principal meditation in this session because it's so powerful and so important to us. This feeling I now have, the happiness of all living beings is more important than my own. Freedom from suffering of all living beings, more important than my own. And we think, consciously think, now I'm going to apply this feeling, I'm going to apply this experience, I'm going to apply this understanding to everybody I meet today. To my parents, to my family, to my neighbors, to my colleagues. You understand? Really make that decision, and then when we rise from meditation, we never forget that determination. It's like, I don't know, some organization one time, they had this motto, think globally, act locally. You remember? I think it's a very Buddhist way of thinking, actually. We always think globally, we think universally, but we have all we can, our action, we only act or interact with a few people. So they're like a microcosm for us. It's very important that we take the trouble to apply to them directly our experience from meditation. It's as if they are like representative samples, and that keeps the whole experience of the meditation alive.